For the past few years, only men have been in Pennsylvania's 18-member congressional delegation. Keystone Crossroads' Lindsay Lazarski reports, after Tuesday's primary election, that's almost guaranteed to change in 2019.
Oh, my God! I might have won!
Quite honestly, it feels a little surreal to me today.
I am feeling excited and really energized.
This entire crowd is just the reason I'm here right now.
Madeline Dean, Susan Bozier, Bibiana Borio, and Susan Wild are just half of the women running for Congress in Pennsylvania who advanced to the general election ballot after Tuesday's primary. 8 female congressional candidates is a record for the state, which has only elected 7 women to the U.S. House of Representatives ever. 3 of those women won special elections to fill vacancies left by their husbands. No woman in Pennsylvania has ever been elected to the U.S. Senate or to the governor's office.
Okay, this is more than a little overwhelming.
In the newly drawn 5th Congressional District, comprised mostly of Delaware County, Democrat Mary Gay Scanlon recounted a story from the 2016 election in her victory speech.
A year and a half ago, my daughter and I donned pantsuits to go to the polls and vote for what we hoped would be the first woman president. A celebration we believed was long overdue.
Yes, it is.
And like most of you, we were shocked by the election to our country's highest office of a man who had no record or seeming inclination for public service.
Scanlon, an attorney who leads the pro bono program at a big Philly law firm, beat out a crowded primary field that included 5 other women. Her only experience in public office was on a local school board in the Philly suburbs. In November, she'll face Pearl Kim, a former special victims prosecutor and the only Republican woman congressional candidate on the ballot in the state. Having 2 women go head-to-head in a congressional race is a first for Pennsylvania. And Scanlon says she's thrilled.
Tonight, we've made it possible for this new district for the first time to be represented by a Democrat in Congress and to be represented by a woman in Congress.
To understand why Pennsylvania is one of a handful of states that currently lacks women representatives in Congress, you only have to look at lower-level offices. For instance, women make up less than 20% of lawmakers in the state General Assembly. Dr. Jenny Sweet Cushman, assistant director of the Pennsylvania Center for Women in Politics, says this matters. Typically, she says women feel they need to get their feet wet in politics and work their way up before jumping into a congressional race. But not this year.
This year, it seems like many women, not all of them, but many of them said, you know, I can sit around and wait until I have all of these requisite qualifications, or I can say, you know what, I bring a lot of really great things to the table and throw my hat in the ring.
For some women, as Scanlon mentioned, Sweet Cushman says you can draw a direct line between the election of President Donald Trump and their candidacy.
Many of them very explicitly said, you know what, I was engaged in the Women's March and I wanted to catapult that into doing something more, and a candidacy seemed like the best way to do that. Others have been a little bit more subtle, and they say, in response to the Me Too movement, for instance, we need a culture change, and one way to do that is to have more women with seats at the table.
So will having more women at the table in Congress affect policy? Sweet Cushman says yes, that issues like equal pay, family leave, and the cost of childcare are more likely to be pushed as priorities by women. Erie County Executive Kathy Dahlkemper, a Democrat, agrees.
It's not that women are better legislators, but we bring a different voice, we bring a different perspective, and you need those type of different perspectives around the table as you're making decisions.
Dahlkemper was elected to Congress back in 2008. She served one term and was defeated in her re-election bid by Congressman Mike Kelly. This time around, Dahlkemper said she tried to find a candidate to run for her old seat in northwestern PA, but found no woman willing to put her name on the ballot. She's hopeful Tuesday's results might change that going forward.
I think that if women just see those examples more and more, then more women will say, you know, maybe I can do that too.
Although Sweet Cushman, too, is hopeful about the future prospects for women candidates, she cautions that the buzz surrounding women running for office is lopsided.
Republican women are underrepresented, too, and so that they're being left out of all the energy and enthusiasm around whatever we're calling this movement should be of concern to everybody, because we need women's voices on that side of the aisle as well.
Of the 7 congressional races with women on the ballot, analysts expect 4 of those races to be competitive. Lindsay Lazarski, Keystone Crossroads.